St. John Explained. Introduction, Chapters 1 through 4. Many points will be made in this book. However, there are two main ones which should be clearly understood and are the most important in this writing. They are the explanations about the subjects in Chapter 1 and 4. To understand the point in Chapter 1, a brief introduction is given here. The universe consists of consciousness and the three gunas. For more detail, read the book, The Base. The three gunas are the three creative forces in the universe. They are tama, static, raja, mutative, and sattva, sentient. In the beginning, the balance between these forces became disturbed, and their operative powers were released. The operative abilities of the three gunas, creative forces, prakriti, is the word. God made all things with these operative powers and the consciousness of the universe. The three creative forces, Divine Mother, use the consciousness, Divine Father, to create the manifested world. Creative forces without logic, Father, cannot create systematically toward a purposeful end. Logic without creative forces, Mother, has no creative ability. That is why they both are necessary as two sides of one entity, Father and Mother, logic and grace, etc. The Word and God, which were and still are one in the beginning. However, the universe was in an illogical, chaotic state until God decided to create a logical and systematic process to bring about the end of this chaos. That is when he decided, willed, let there be light. It was then that through the Word, creative forces, the will became flesh, and the Word was made flesh. It is this unit consciousness which went through the eternal divine path to pure consciousness, and there was light. He became the first begotten Son, or God, in manifested form. The Mother is the Spirit of God, or the Christ, the Holy Ghost. It is this Spirit which manifests itself through the Son. He also manifests the divine logic, Father. That is why the Son is the Christ. He is the manifestation of the Father and the Mother. He is the Word, which is the Father, Mother, and Son as one. When divine logic, Father, becomes earthbound, he is man. When the grace, Mother, becomes earthbound, she is woman. That is when confusion, cloud, will prevail, and the Son has to come back as the Messiah. The other important point to emphasize, and which was clarified again in this revelation, is the subject in Chapter 4 about the Samaritan woman, and how the people of Samaria believed in Christ and his sayings without resentment or expectation of signs or miracles. It shows they were ready to be harvested, saved. In the last moments of his death, Jacob, Israel, prophesied that until Shiloh, Messiah, come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be, Genesis 49:10. The people who were supposed to be gathered were the 10 lost tribes of the house of Israel, or the northern kingdom, Samaritans. They were scattered abroad, but eventually were gathered under the banner of Christianity. For more detail, read Children of Abraham. All prophecies are fulfilled. It was these Samaritans who, in the Gospel of St. John, believed in Christ without any expectation for miracles or signs. Also in the Acts, when Philip went to Samaria and preached to them the teaching of Christ, they rejoiced and were all baptized, Acts chapter 8. But the apostles were persecuted in Jerusalem. Again, this shows that Christ did not come for the Jews, but for the people of the house of Israel, the 10 lost tribes.